Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Road of Shadows, a mystery and suspense audio drama about a man who finds himself on the run in a small town in the mountains, pursued by mysterious creatures that only he can see. This is a highly immersive experience with an emphasis on mood and atmosphere. Feel yourself transported back to 1984 through music and sound that will take you to the streets of a small town deep in the mountains surrounded by mystery. You can learn more about The Road of Shadows at theroadofshadows.com. Find and listen to The Road of Shadows anywhere you listen to podcasts. Our thanks to the Road of Shadows for their support.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
That does not go at the blooper reel.
I listened to the blooper reel yesterday. And so
I'm not in it at all.
Season 5. You're welcome.
I'm really trying to get on it this season.
You try to test me, I will even the score equally. Revelators, roll out.
Alec Baldwin. It's me, Alec Baldwin. Stretch out with your feelings.
I'm sorry, it's very sniff heavy. I'm a sniffer when I cry.
Yeah, where I say taxidermy instead of taxidermy.
Going on the website. Uh-huh.
I will be in the blooper reel, damn it. My whole life's a goddamn clown show.
On 31, can I get Silas Fuck?
Silas Fuck.
Silas Fuck.
There you go. And put that in the can.
Please, let the fuck with my father.
Wolf. 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 Bork. Bork, bork.
And this woodcutter has a date with wood.
Okay. Can I take it from Hugs again? Okay.
Hugs!
Sorry. butter. Huh.
Oh, the one thing I did want to say while we're rolling, just so that it is recorded for posterity somewhere, is that I do think that all of the Delphics, when Chester and Hazel aren't around, call them Chazel. I think that they're... team name is Chazel.
He sought to murder me within the aura. Fuck, sorry. I'm like, how do smart people say aura?
Well, I think what you landed on was how the Thundercats say.
They're not jokes.
Ooh, I was a bunny.
Always here for a casserole joke.
They're not jokes.
Ah! Good. I look insane.
Oh, I'm so cute! You're so oh my god, awesome. I am so cute.
Yes!
Wow, I'm adorable. Are you recording me?
To the world,
out there, I just want you to know, I'm beautiful. Oh, we're doing one first, right?
Seven.
Nope, we're doing the opposite.
I love Wes and we would be friends in real life.
Yeah, I feel so bad for the little guy. By now, he's got to have a bird-sized concussion.
Becca, pickle back.
Sure.
Are we gonna do an archaeologist dig through the guts of the old house on Oak Street? Emotional damage.
Yes, hello, it's me. I am speaking in a normal tonality that is natural to mine own. Dairy little teenager with more secrets than none. And today we're gonna interview him about his life and non-life, because he died. Michael's interviewing Wes, but also we do have a special guest here today. You may know them from such films as Michael's Dreams. That's right, it's Tom Hardy. Tom, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Tom. It's so good. Such a good actor. Deciding to come into the studio today without an accent, or with, you know, an American accent.
Yeah. A really good actor.
Yeah, Tom, how do you feel about the accusations that you're having an affair with me?
Pretty good.
Now, Oscar is also here in the studio. Oscar.
Hello, Michael.
Oh my God. Hello, Michael.
All right.
This better go in the bloopers. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
That is incredible.
That's me, Oscar Isaac.
You know, from Moon Knight.
You might remember me.
Prof.
I'm a superhero, innit?
I'm like, oh, I have a sword.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah! Let's go get Silas! And let me hear it like, I can fucking teleport.
Yeah, hey, girl.
We need to wait until the water shuts off and then catch the damage that's been slowly eating away at the boards. Catch the rot, the sickness that's been spreading. Sound like I was gonna launch into a song there for a second. That's been spreading. It's not intentional.
Here and there, everywhere it's
Nobody told me I know it. Nope, wrong, I messed up. Sorry, wrong direction. I wrote both names and I was like, this is a transformation, my bad.
The problem is, you still believe there are rules you can follow that will keep you safe. You think... Was that picked up? The youths?
It's like with every page I set down, part of me is like, aww. There goes the series.
I haven't answered to that name in a long time.
I'm sorry. Can I try it again? It's so hard for me to not Obi-Wan Kenobi it.
Their only child! Torn away from them! Torn away from them!
Wee. Yahoo.
Chet. I've been meaning to call you. Chet. I have been meaning to call you.
Hut.
This is just until everyone is evacuated. Then I'll join you wherever you are, wherever it's safe.
Julian.
All right.
Yes, the strawberry margarita. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, Chet. I've been waiting for this all day. What was I saying? Ah, yes. I truly hope... No, is there shrimp in this? No, I said no shrimp. No, I'm allergic. I'm deathly allergic. No, honest mistake. Don't even worry about it. Yeah, absolutely. I love your tie. It's incredible. What kind of knot is that? All kidding aside, Chet, I've always liked you, and I hope that you see this as an opportunity of a lifetime. as the opportunity of a lifetime. The chance to be the hero you've always known you could be. That everyone around you has always known you could be. Of putting your heart and your mind and your body before yourself. And for the benefit of all of those around you, all of those you love, all of those who look up to you.
Who?
Ah! No! No! No!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen! Wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.